Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't beat Breezy!
That's right. We got a pair of tickets we need to give away right now. This is your chance to win tickets to go see MGK and Wiz Khalifa June 13th.
Win them before you can even buy them.
That's right. They're coming. Darien Lake, we have your chance. Right now, we're looking for caller 8. PXY, who's this?
This is Brittany.
Brittany, where are we calling from?
We're calling from Victor.
Oh, Brett Dog. What up, girl?
Are you at work?
Hey, girl. Hey.
Are you at work right now?
I am at work. I'm in the break room.
Oh, my God.
This is going to be great. You're caller 8! Okay, Brittany, the trivia questions today, I'm not going to lie, they're a little difficult. But
that's
give it
okay,
your.
I'm already sweating.
Okay,
do you
perfect.
Love MGK or like what?
I do. And then who I want to take? She's a big fan, and the concert's on her birthday, so I'm trying to win.
Okay, here we go. The rules.
Now you're trying to butter me up to lose.
Breezy's gonna leave the room. The rules are simple. You got 5 seconds to answer each question, and if you end in a tie with Breezy, you're gonna get the win. Okay, Breezy left the room. Let's go to question number one, Brittany. The Titanic sank in which ocean?
The Atlantic.
Going with Atlantic. I'm locking you in. Let's move on to question number two. What type of alcohol is used in a classic Moscow Mule?
Vodka.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Brittany, what's the only U.S. state to have hosted both Summer and Winter Olympics?
Utah?
Going with Utah. All right, I'm locking you in. And question number four, Like a Rock was a slogan used in ads for what car brand?
Jeep.
Final answer?
Final answer.
And last question, number five, you a fast food girly?
100%.
What's the name of Arby's signature sauce?
Oh, jeez. Arby's sauce?
Arby's sauce?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going with Arby's sauce. Okay, that's five right there. Let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. We're going to tally these up and see how well you did, okay?
Oh, I don't feel like I did good. Okay.
All right, just need a little bit of confidence. Okay, Breezy's coming back into the room. Right now, we're looking at a total of 2 out of 5.
Okay, wait.
Brittany.
Okay,
sweetie.
Okay, Brittany. Trust me, I've done this long enough to know sometimes that's enough. I'm going to put you on hold. Stay right there. Breeze?
Yeah?
Question one. The Titanic sank in which ocean?
The Atlantic.
Going with Atlantic. Question number two. What type of alcohol is used in a classic Moscow Mule?
Just regular vodka.
Question three, Breezy, what's the only U.S. state to have hosted both summer and winter Olympics?
U.S. state?
That's right.
I didn't even know that the Olympics were in America.
Oh, they've been in the U.S., yes.
New York, Lake Placid.
What?
Lake Placid in New York State.
You're going with Lake Placid.
Yeah. Okay. I know for certain there was Olympics there, so.
Going with Lake Placid, let's go to question number four. Like a Rock was a slogan used in ads for what car brand?
Like a Rock?
Yep.
Dodge? I don't know.
Dodge?
Sure.
All right, we're going with Dodge. And last question, Breezy. Big fast food girly, what's the name of Arby's signature sauce?
I don't eat Arby's.
Come on, Breeze.
Horseradish? Horsey? Horsey sauce?
Horsey? Is that your
horseradish sauce? Horsey sauce.
Final answer?
Sure. Horsetail sauce.
All right, let's get our girl Brittany back on the line. Hi, Brittany.
So bad. Brittany hung up, so.
Yeah, are you with us? Okay, so basically, yeah. Breezy yesterday, she crushed and she won the game. Brittany, you got two answers today, and it's crazy that Breezy beat you by one.
Seriously?
Was this a Dodge question?
Was it Dodge?
Well,
tell us everything.
Let's run through it real quick.
Brittany's like, I need a fact check.
Brittany, you got the first two answers correct. The Titanic sank in the Atlantic. Both of you got that. Yes, vodka is used in the classic Moscow Mule.
Okay.
The only U.S. state to have hosted both summer and winter Olympics is California. Brittany said Utah. Breezy was New York.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like a Rock was a slogan used in ads for which car brand? Chevrolet. You said Jeep. Breezy said Dodge. And Arby's signature sauce, which everybody knows, is horsey sauce. I don't know how Breezy got that. But
I'm dead. Roast beef and horseradish are like, they go hand in hand. So that makes
sense.
I'm like
so annoying.
No, I know. Wait, what was your friend's name again?
Paris.
Paris?
Yeah, like the city.
Oh, that's pretty.
Wait. Paris. Does she wear glasses?
She does.
Wait, I like literally know her. Oh my God. Yeah, let's give her the tickets.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
wait,
God.
I literally know her. I think she works out at the gym that I work out at.
All right. Yeah. Well,
yes. Okay. Yeah, let's give Paris the tickets. It's her birthday gift from me.
Oh, great. Paris, I'm going to be on it. Or Brittany in Paris. Both of you don't deserve these because you lost. But really,
definitely
at the end of the day,
not,
it's Breezy's
at least
call.
I got on the board.
At least you got on the board. And you know what? I'm a girl's girl, so you guys go,
period.
Have fun on me, have a blasty blast, and just live life, you know?
June 13th.
I'm there for it.
Darien Lake.
Send pics.
MGK.
Yeah, it's like a year away, so like you'll have much time to prep, but it'll be well worth it, yes.
All right, Brittany, I need you to say, my name is Brittany from Rochester, and I can't beat Breezy.
My name is Brittany from Rochester, and I can't beat Breezy.
No, you clearly can't.
Nope.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook, IG,
X,
98
PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
PXY. 98 PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Action! Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out Cool Runnings, which is the 1993 comedy film based off a true story about the Jamaican bobsled team competing in the Winter Olympics. The film stars the very funny John Candy. And before
John Candy.
One of the greatest. Before we get to Breezy's review of the film, here's a clip of us acting out a scene from the movie yesterday on Mooster Peas Theater.
Well, neither did I. I'm just trying to be the best that I can be.
Well, so am I. And the best that I can be is Jamaican, not Swiss.
Be the best. Be Jamaican. Is there a typo here? Then be the best. Be Jamaican.
I'm trying. But we can't do that if you keep talking about how other people are doing it. We do it our way. And I'm telling you, as a friend, if we look Jamaican, walk Jamaican, talk Jamaican, and is Jamaican, then we sure as hell better bobsled Jamaican. Now, what have I always taught us to do on the ice?
You taught us to feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme. Get on up. It's bobsled time.
Cut. Now, clearly, there was...
Someone texted in yesterday and was like, if we could not scream bloody murder after every scene, that'd be awesome. I'm like, it's literally part of the bit.
You're probably asking yourself, what was the point of her yelling in that scene? There is no point. But it's a signature. You know what I mean?
It is.
Here's the breakdown of the film. If you've never seen it, four Jamaican bobsledders dream of competing in the Winter Olympics. Realistically, I think one dreamed of it and then convinced his three buddies to go along with it.
Mm-hmm.
But despite never snowing or there being snow in Jamaica, this team, with the help of a disgraced former champion, desperate to redeem himself, the Jamaicans set out to become worthy of Olympic selection and go all in to try and win the glory. Rotten Tomatoes scored this 76%. Breezy, it is based off of a true story, but the question here is, did it hold up?
I want to be this delusional when I, you know, grow up.
It's about chasing a dream.
It really is. And I honestly loved the movie because I feel like I saw myself a lot in the main character. I feel like I did, because at the end of the day, he never gave up.
No.
He really didn't.
That's what it's about.
And I think that you have to be so delusional that it just eventually works. And that's how I try to live my life as well.
So, but what you're saying is you got to fake it until you make it.
150%.
You saw the movie. These guys worked really hard to chase this dream. You know what I'm saying? Who was your favorite character in the film?
You know, I liked them all. But I think Irv.
Irv?
Yeah.
Okay, who was Irv?
Who was John Candy's character?
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm trying to remember who this guy was in real life. He's great. Oh. He's great in the movie, though.
Yeah.
Did you have a favorite scene?
My favorite scene was when they were practicing in the bathtub.
Yeah.
And they were bobbing and weaving and left and right and all the things. Hilarious. And, you know, the OG character who convinced all of his friends was a runner, right? That's how this whole thing started. He didn't place at the Olympics how he wanted to. And he was like, well, I want to go back. And the only way they could do it was through this. So I thought the movie was also very funny, very comical. And even for its time, like, it definitely, I feel like, holds up.
Yeah.
1993.
Big time. I remember my parents bringing me to the movies to watch this when it came out. And I remember laughing so hard. Obviously, my humor has changed a little bit since the 90s. But, I mean, the story was there. What was your least favorite scene in the film?
You know, honestly, the ending. I loved the whole thing. When the credits were rolling, I was sad.
Yeah, that's how good the movie is.
I loved the movie. I really did. I thought it was hilarious.
Breezy is reviewing the film Cool Runnings for Breezy's Big Movie Review from 1993, starring John Candy. Best throwback moment of the film, Breeze.
Ugh.
There's a lot of them.
First of all, the outfit's iconic. Second of all, do people even bobsled anymore?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Hell yeah. It's my favorite sport to watch during the Winter Olympics.
The only bobsled that like I have seen during the Winter Olympics is when they're stacked on top of each other. They're laying flat.
Yeah.
On the boards.
All right, Breezy. Let it rip. Out of 5 popcorn buckets, what are you scoring the classic film Cool Runnings?
Good vibes, good heart, good family, good storyline. Out of 5 popcorn buckets, I'm giving it a 4.2.
Wow.
Pretty high.
So you would agree I picked a pretty good film this week.
Yeah. There was no cheating. There was no adultery. There was no, you know.
Sewing someone's mouth to another person's ass.
Yeah. Thank God. Thank God.
Speaks Why Mornings, Moose Breezy. Call me crazy.
We will.
And like most people, I'm obsessed with pizza. I can probably eat it every day.
I love pizza.
Not get bored. Some of the best pizza I've ever eaten was just recently with my trip to Italy, right? And I thought, I'm never going to be able to get pizza like this back home. Wrong! Last night, I had a frozen pizza.
You need literally psychological help.
Call me crazy.
No, we will.
Hear me out. My buddy introduced me to this pizza on Sunday. So I was like, okay, I'm going to give it a try. So I went out. I bought it. This pizza was similar to whatever it is I ate in Italy. I got it at Wegmans. It was pepperoni, hot honey. The crust was incredible. So you take it out of the box, you throw it in the oven. First bite brought me back to Italy. And I was like, I don't know if I'm trying to remember the name. Best pizza. I think it was like Amore or something like that. So my Aunt Maria in Italy.
Super helpful. Yeah. He's like, best pizza I've ever had. Don't know the name, but like you guys can find it.
My Aunt Maria in Italy FaceTimes me. I think it was around midnight third time. So she's drinking wine with my parents. And she says, what are you eating? I said, pizza. She says, homemade? I said, no, frozen. But it's some of the best I've ever had. And she loses it on me.
Yeah, she should.
She
As
left.
She should.
She leaves the table. She goes to get my mom, brings her back and says, look what your son's doing. Look what he's doing right now. Mm-hmm. I said, it's not like I'm eating a DiGiorno.
The frozen pizza is so disgusting.
It's not.
It is. I think the pepperoni tastes like blood. It's so gross. It is so nasty.
Well, I think the reason why this was so good, too, is I think the pizza crust, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's imported from Italy. So it's probably the same exact pizza I was eating when I was there.
No. There's no way. There's no way.
If I make it and bring it in, would you at least try it?
I guess, but I mean, it's still frozen pizza at the end of the day. It's like you go from having fresh dough, fresh ingredients, people are making it who actually know what they're doing, and you preheat the oven. You're like, honestly, kind of slaps. Like, this is so disrespectful to your culture.
Guys, I mean,
your parents. You will never be invited back to Italy keep it up.
What am I supposed to do if I can't get it there? I had to get it here, and Wegmans happens to have it. Oh, God. Teresa is calling in.
No.
Hello?
So let me get this straight, guys. This is Teresa, by the way.
Shocker.
You know, we know.
I can't believe what came out of your mouth. Are you guys like drunk this morning?
She says, you guys.
Yeah, like, don't lump me in with this.
What is the problem?
Nobody in their right mind, you know, did you just really sit there and compare some frozen pizza pizza you ate in Italy?
I'm just saying, as far as the crust is concerned, it was very similar. That's
yeah, he
all
might
I'm
be drunk,
oh,
to be honest.
My God. You are so freaking uncultured.
What do you mean? Teresa, you have to try it.
People. Listen, no, I've been to Naples, okay? Let me tell you something. Both my grandfather and my grandmother are from Naples, okay?
Yeah.
Some of the best pizza in Italy. It's nobody cooks better pizza. And you're telling people that frozen pizza you got in the freezer next to some freaking fish sticks that are closest to the same is close to the same thing? Are you serious?
You got to try it. It's got a crispy crust. You put a little bit of olive oil onto it. Maybe you sprinkle a little Parmesan cheese on it.
Please.
And I'm like, this is really, really good.
You know what? Listen, I don't know if you're just trying to get a rise out of people.
Definitely you. It definitely works.
Why can't I enjoy a frozen pizza? I don't understand the problem.
You know, enjoy frozen pizza. Listen, when I was little, I'd never forget my Nana waking up at 5 a.m. to make the perfect dough, okay? That's what makes good pizza. And she gets the sauce started. You know, you can't get that out of a cardboard box with a picture of some freaking mountain or some whatever on it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's really bad.
You guys are shameful, really.
Stop saying you guys. I want nothing to do with
it. Listen, you could be angry all you want. I know what I like, and I thought this was a pretty damn good pizza.
It was good enough,
Teresa.
All three of my daughters know how to make homemade pizza, okay? Because I taught them, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, what you're saying is freaking disrespectful for you to drag Italy into this, especially when I heard you just came back from there. Mm-hmm. Really? You should have talked to the people that were making it while you were there. Maybe you would have learned something. You kill me. You know, this is unbelievable. I gotta go.
Yeah. Do you take anything in the morning to calm you down? I think coffee is the worst thing for you, Teresa.
Well, you know, I am going to have my coffee, okay? This whole thing is ridiculous.
Okay.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
You should try it.
I gotta go. I gotta go. Goodbye.
I can't.
Somebody said, Moose, I'm with Teresa. You need help.
You do need help.
You know, not for nothing, but God forbid I try to help everyone out, let them know on a little golden nugget that I found last time I share my pizza secrets. That's it.
You're not sharing anything. You're like, I don't know the name, guys. It's like
Amore. I'm pretty sure that's it.
Sure.
I was going to tell you guys about the new frozen Stouffer's lasagna that's out of this world, but you can forget about that.
No, we'll pass.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit apartments.com, the place to find a place.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.